Hey, you're listening to Chopped and Screwed on CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. Welcome back to Chopped and Screwed, the show on all things sampling. I'm your host, Alex. I have in the studio with me a special guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Maya. It's my first time on the show. Excited to be here.
Awesome. Okay, yeah. Wait, you want to try again? Because I think I had the wrong setting. Sorry.
Hi, I'm Maya.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Hello. First time on the show. Excited to be here.
Maya and I know each other because we both volunteer at the wonderful station at CITR Radio. Maya's part of the Arts Collective, is that right?
Yep.
Yep. Do you have your own show?
I don't.
Maybe one day. For now, just esteemed guests on many other shows.
Yep, for now, I just kind of hop around.
Okay, perfect. Do you want to talk about who... Well, okay, today's episode, we are doing a little bit of a flipped episode, just like we did last episode. Happy New Year. This is the first Chopped and Screwed episode of 2025. I hope the New Year has been treating you right. Another flipped episode to start off the year. That's a good sign. Do you want to introduce who we're talking about today?
We're talking about the awesome, the wonderful, the talented Sade. One of my favorite singers of all time.
Applause.
She's so awesome. She's so talented. I wish that I could meet her and like just hug her and say, "You're so awesome, Sade."
Let's start it off with a little bit of background info. Did you know, here's a fun fact of the day. Did you know Sade is not the name, is not her name?
It's the name of the band.
It's the name of the band. Yeah, sorry. That was more of a fun fact for listeners. I knew you knew.
I'm tapped in.
Sade is both the name of a British band and the moniker. For the iconic lead singer, Sade Adu. She was born Helen Folashade Adu on January 16th, 1959 in Ibadan, Nigeria, and she grew up in Essex, London.
She's a Capricorn.
Capricorn.
January 16th.
Did you just do that off the dome?
Yep.
Wow, well done.
Hello.
Essex, England. Her distinct voice, a blend of soulful smoothness and understated emotional depth, has become one of the most recognizable in music history. On the pronunciation, it's Sade, as if it was pronounced S-H-A-D-E. Is that correct?
I'm going to go with yeah.
You're the Sade expert here.
That's how I say it. So okay. You know what? That's
well, then there is. You go. I think that is how you say it. She began in the early 1980s when she was a backup singer for a band called Pride. And she quickly emerged as the standout performer. And then alongside three of Pride's members, Stuart Matthewman, Paul Denman, and Andrew Hale, they formed the band Sade. The band's debut album, Diamond Life, came out in 1984, and it sold over 6 million copies, earning a spot as one of the most successful debut albums by a British artist. It featured hits like Smooth Operator.
Great song.
Great song. We won't play it today, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Your Love is King.
Beautiful song.
Great song. We will not be playing that song today. but both of those songs kind of encapsulate Sade's hallmark sound, fusion of soul, jazz, R&B, and a little touch of Caribbean influence. Let's just get into the first song. I have a lot more information, which we'll touch on throughout the songs of the episode. But if you are unfamiliar with the flipped format, essentially... how it will work is we talk about an artist that's been sampled a lot. So usually we talk about artists and their samples. Flipped episodes, we talk about an artist that's been sampled a lot and the songs that sample them. So the first song we're going to be talking about today is a very famous song, both the sample and the sampling. We're going to be talking about Kiss of Life by Sade off her album Love Deluxe, which was released in 1992. and the sample song Doomsday by MF Doom off the album Operation Doomsday, which was released in 1999. Do you have anything to say about the first song?
I love Kiss of Life. Serena, who runs the Arts Collective.
Shout out Arts Collective. When's the time?
Every other Wednesday, 5 to 6 p.m.
There you go.
Tune in. We once tried to sing the song at karaoke in the gallery. And as much as that song is beautiful, it's not a karaoke song because it is a bit long. And, you know, like, who am I to sing that song when Sade's voice is much better than mine? But
well, it's karaoke. I think you get a pass on that one. Okay, let's just listen to it. Here's Kiss of Life by Sade.
Thank you. There are some people that would have you not use certain words.
Opinions expressed are solely those of the presenter and may not reflect the views of CITR Radio or the University of British Columbia.
Bad words.
Shit, piss, fuck, cock, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. Wow.
This program may contain language that some listeners find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Tits doesn't even belong on the list, you know?
Jake, you're back! Shut your face. I came back for the music.
Drop, hold mics like ponytails tight and bobble ops. Stop, stick around, come through and dig the sound of the fly brown 6060 cycle. Who throws a dick around? Bound to go three plat, came to destroy rap. It's an intricate plot of a b-boy strap. Fem stack cats get kidnapped, then release a statement to the press. Let the rest know who did that. Metal fist terrorist, claim responsibility. Broken household name usually set in hostility. What is MF, you silly? I like to take men to the end for 2 milli. That's the audio daily double. Rappers need to fall off just to save me the trouble. Yo, watch your own back, came in and go out alone black. Stay in the zone, turn H2O to cognac. On doomsday, ever since the womb till I'm back where my brother went, that's what my tumor say. Right above my government, Dumoulin. Either unmarked or engraved, hey, who's to say? I wrote this one in BCDCO section. If you don't believe me, go get bagged and checked in. Cell number 17, I'm under the top bunk. I say this not to be mean, was bad luck, a pop junk. Pop the trunk on C-Cypher Punk, leave him left scraped. God forbid, if ain't no escape, blame MF tape. Definition super villain, a killer who loved children. One who is well skilled in destruction as well as building. My Sydney Seller teaches the trife to be trifer. I'm trading science fiction with my man, a live lifer. A pie pipe, a holler, a rhyme, a dollar and a dime. Do a sting, ring around the white collar crime. Get out my face, asking about my case, steam toothpaste. Professor Mint, monkey style, nigga to death to death. And dope fiends still in their teens. Shook niggas turn witness. Real men's mind their own business. That's the difference between sissy pissy rappers is double dutch. How come I hold a microphone double clutch? COs make rounds, never have ox found. On shakedown, lockdown, wet dreams of Fox Brown. On doomsday, ever since the wound till I'm back where my brother went. That's what my tumor say. Right above my government Dumoulin. Either unmarked or engraved, hey, who's to say? Doomsday, ever since the wound till I'm back to the essence. Read it off the tomb. Either engraved or unmarked grave, who's to say? Pass the mic like pass the peas like they used to say. Some MFers don't like how Sally walk. I tell y'all fools is hella cool, her lady from Cali talk. Never let it interfere with the Yeti ghetto slang. Nicknames off nipple and tip of nipples metal fang. Known amongst hoes for the bang bang. Known amongst foes for flow without no talking orangutans. Only gin and tang, guzzle out a rusty tin can. Me and this mic is like yin and yang. Clang, crime don't pay. Listen, you, it's like me holding up the line at the kissing booth. I took her back to the truck, she was uncool. Spitting all out the sunroof, through her missing tooth. But then she has a sexy voice, sound like Jazzy Joyce. So I turned it up faster than a speeding knife. Strong enough to please a wife. Able to drop today's math in the 48 keys of life. Cut the crap for his rap. Touch the mic and get the same thing an A-Rab would do to you for stealing. What the devil, he's on another level. It's a word, no a name, MF, the super villain. Get Doomsday.
I
That was Doomsday by MF Doom off the album Operation Doomsday. And that song samples Kiss of Life by Sade. We're in the studio right now. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM or online at CITR.ca. I'm with Maya. This is Alex. We're talking about Sade and some songs that sample her. It's a lot because she has some really great music. Something I wanted to try in the new year. This is a new year, new me. Sometimes I feel like I don't do enough justice to how cool the sampling technique is and like how the process by which someone takes the sample and flips it into like a new song. And so obviously that song by MF Doom, it's pretty clear what the sample is. You can hear it very well. But other songs, it's kind of like we did a Daft Punk episode. It's a little different because it's kind of hard to hear where the samples come from. But for this Doomsday song, I found this really cool video that I want to play that kind of breaks down the sample breakdown in MF Doom, in Doomsday of MF Doom. This song samples two songs, so not only the Sade song, but another song that I will mention as we listen to it, and we can talk over it as well. But just try and listen to how the Sade sample you'll hear first kind of weaves into the final song. And hopefully by doing so, and I'll try and do this on episodes going forward, hopefully by doing so, you'll kind of hear how a producer, and maybe when we talk about producing a producer feature episode, Isia, if you're listening, is the music and volunteer coordinator, sits at the front. She was telling me about how it'd be cool to do like a producer, and maybe in that episode, I'll hopefully find a couple videos of them talking about how their methods and like how you can hear the sample track transform into the new track. So here's a little sample breakdown. I'll start playing it here. So this is the Sade song, obviously, that we listened to earlier. And in 2 seconds, this is where so starting here is the sampled part. Like this whole section, right? That sounds really familiar. And then it stops, and then here comes the second song. The second song is Poetry by Boogie Down Productions. And that's where they got the drums. When they combine it all together, right? With some scratching, with some scratches over top. Pretty cool. So, used to cop a lot. There you go. A cop, no drop. Hold mics like ponytails tight. And then stop, stick around, come through and dig. So I thought that was pretty cool. Hopefully, you know, listener, you can hear a little bit more about how it kind of works. And for more complicated, I would encourage you to go look it up on YouTube. There's some really cool breakdowns of like how Daft Punk does it, where it's, you hear the Daft Punk song, you're like, how could this even remotely sample this song? And then you go in and they reverse the song and then they take chopped versions of it, which is kind of fun. So yeah. Alrighty, next song. Let's do the next song. Next song is I'd Never Thought I'd See the Day by Sade. And it's from her album Stronger Than Pride, which was released in 1988. And the sampled song is Be True by Comix, which was released in 2007 on their album Call to Mind. You want to give a little heads up for what kind of song this is?
This song, if you're feeling like a bit like tired today, like a bit like you woke up on the wrong side of the bed, this song will get you up. Like it is like headphone warning.
headphone warning for all the listeners.
As I'm wearing headphones right now, it'll jolt you, but it's cool, it's fun.
All right, let's listen to it. First, we'll ease into it with a little Sade, and then we'll listen to the Be True. All right, here's I Never Thought I'd See the Day.
Thank you. see it in your restless eyes. The truth I was hiding, the truth you could not disguise. But I never thought I'd see the day. I knew I'd need a miracle to make you stay. I needed a miracle, and I never thought I'd see the day. You put a shadow on our love, took a shelter of a lie. Shelter of my life. I wish you could shelter me. Shelter me now.
Thank you. As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be smitten, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me wild, keeping me on the tip of my tongue.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. Broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Chopped and Screwed. We're talking about Sade. It's a flipped episode. We're talking about Sade and songs that have sampled Sade, specifically. We just heard I Never Thought I'd See the Day off her album Stronger Than Pride, which the group Comic sampled on their song Be True. I'm in the studio with Maya. She's my special guest for the episode. And she has a really good story about Sade, parents
and love
and just general love.
So my parents, you know, super cute, their wedding song was No Ordinary Love by Sade, which is an amazing, incredible song. Highly recommend you listen to it,
which we will not be playing on this episode,
but you should listen to it on your own, listeners. But how they met is super beautiful. My mom was working as a like banking assistant at the bank, and then my dad was going in to like deposit a check. He saw her, and then he was like, wow, who is this beautiful, gorgeous woman? And then they got engaged like 4 months after dating, because that's the way things worked. And then they were engaged for 2 years. They got married. They moved to Greece together.
Wow.
They lived there for 6 years.
This sounds like a Sade song.
That's why I was like, wow, you are literally like meet cute couple, and No Ordinary Love is so beautiful and a great song. So I've been a Sade fan since before birth.
Yeah, there you go.
It's instilled in my DNA.
And that was just No Ordinary Love. Who meets their, you know, OTP at a...
OTP at the bank.
At the bank. I for sure haven't. Because I deposit all my checks online.
Basically, what I'm saying is everyone needs to start depositing their checks in person.
In person. Yeah, yeah. Because hopefully you get a cute teller.
Maybe you'll find love. Yeah. And maybe you'll get married and play a Sade song at your wedding.
Right. But is that a crime? Oh, wait. No, sorry. That's just the song that's coming up next. I'm so sorry.
Hello, segue.
Yeah, so if you didn't know, off her 1985 album Promise, Sade has a song called Is It a Crime, which we're going back again to classic MF Doom. He samples the song Is It a Crime on the song Con Carne off the album Food.
Food.
So yeah, here it is. Is It a Crime by Sade.
Oh, darker than the East River, larger than the Empire State, where the beast who guard the barbed wire gate is on the job, not my fate. Tired of the wait till the villain bring deliverance from the dire straits, fire at a higher rate. Why debate the liars, flyers scatter by a plate, isolate the wires. Try the straight pliers, if not the vice grips. A real price saver way to acquire nice whips. What a steal for real on wheels of steel. Stunner, a funner summer, number one meal deal bummer. A bizarre phenomenon is your armor on. Take your cash karma or break your fast Ramadan. Transacts on drama, oh, come on Barney. Clack clack pardon me, whack rap on Carney. He came to feed the children's like Sally Struthers. After that he's going back to Cali wisdom. Wilder than the Nile, hold power like the Great Pyramid of Giza, and stay leaning like the Tower of Pisa. Give him something he can feel that's softer squeezer. Roar with the pen and on the mic off the heezer. Get shot off that wide eye talk, and if he had a pot he'd still piss on the sidewalk. You can't take the street out the street person, looking for the perfect beat coercing into heat person. They couldn't spot him on a spot date, got the only tape that come with a free hot plate. Whoever do get to see me sing with the 3D ring sitting stationary like BB King can see how it really stink. It ain't no front row, standing room only at the motocross stunt show. The roughest ain't up to snuff or luffigus. Me and Sub is like the Brown Smothers brothers. Faster than the seven seas, bigger than Mount Kilimanjaro. If they don't know, fill them in tomorrow on the horror show. A mental note, return Bob's record. Swear to God before he gets a job, he robs Eckerd. Blessed with a hot flow, tested and got dough. Invested and stressed the best to Vanessa Opto. As I reminisce, never forgot when I was very broke. Shot the Henny straight, couldn't afford to cop the cherry coke. Or should I say broke with wealth, to know enough to give them just enough rope to yoke they self. Plan B before I take the ring and pawn it. The long arm of the law couldn't even put their fingers on it. Doggone it, do the statistics. How he busts lyrics is too futuristic for ballistics and far too eccentric for forensics. I dedicate this mix to Sub Rock, the hip hop Hendrix.
You just heard Con Carne by MF Doom, which samples Is It a Crime? I wanted to play one thing for you guys real quick, and we can listen to it. But this is a Con Carne instrumental remix, so we can listen to how Is It a Crime was used in the sample. So here you hear the Sade song being played, and then added the drums in, right? And then we'll go to the full beat remake, and you can hear it here. Here we go. Cool, right?
That's super awesome.
Yeah, super sick. So that's kind of how the beat was made, I think. I mean, obviously this is someone doing it for fun, but similar process, right? Like you take the sample, find the snippet you want, put some drums over it. That's usually how it goes, mm-hmm. Which is really cool. Yeah, so I think that's gonna do it for us on Chopped and Screwed for Sade. Mai, do you have any final remarks?
I guess my final remark is really, I think Sade's music is so timeless and so classic, and I find it so interesting how it's sampled in such a different genre. It's sampled in a lot of like hip hop and rap. Mm-hmm. And I think that really speaks to just how, I don't know, how universal her music is.
Totally.
And she's so awesome. And Sade, I love you.
If you're listening, thank you so much.
Come to Vancouver and say hi.
All right. That's going to do it for us on Chopped and Screwed. Please, 2 weeks from now, we're having our annual fund drive for CITR. It's our annual fundraiser that helps us get our station going. Right now, the theme for it is disco, because of Discorder Magazine. That's our partner magazine. And we are going to have a special Chopped and Screwed episode where we are going to deep dive into the physical archive of CITR. We're going to play strictly disco music on a strictly vinyl set. So I have a couple like single LPs that I'm going to bring in, but we're also going to try and go crate digging in the library to find some sweet disco for next episode on Friday the 7th, I think. Yeah, so please tune in for that. That will be really, really fun. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your day.